It's Wednesday, July 29th, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. New market data on SMB IT spending and more information on that SolarWinds and Microsoft Intune integration. This is the Business of Tech. New data from Analysys Mason indicates that the pandemic is showing a drop in SMBs' IT spending, and the biggest hit is software as a service and cloud collaboration, but with caveats. The channel collectively accounts for 91% of SMB spending on SaaS, Analysys Mason said. Year-on-year revenue growth for this key route-to-market category is expected to fall 3 to 5 percentage points in 2020, that is compared to the firm's previous forecast. However, even though SMBs will buy less SaaS because of COVID-19, Analysys Mason still expects the sector to grow by 12% this year. The fluctuation is attributed to organizations' furloughs and layoffs. The upside, taking all verticals into account, Analysys Mason sees hosters and MSPs in the channel growing their revenue the most. The firm says that's due to SMBs' increasing needs for support and management. The research firm says overall collaboration spending, not just on cloud platforms, will drop by about $1 billion to $34 billion. That aligns with analysts' expectations that SMB spending on IT and communication solutions in general, quote, will fall significantly due to the COVID-19 pandemic, end quote. Analysts say the largest declines will come in 2020 and recovery will begin late next year and into early 2022. Ninja RMM has published some survey data too. While the majority of those polled are reporting more or even on monthly recurring revenue, 60% have lost clients and 38% are reporting volume down when compared to March and April. Why do we care? I certainly don't want to fall into the trap of looking for data that backs up a worldview. That said, I don't believe this is out of line nor an anomaly. The overall economy is down. There are going to be impacts, and it's best to plan for that. Forrester's Jay McBain has advised a 17% drop in MRR, and I've cautioned to plan for 30% in budgeting. I'm still cautioning to plan for 12 to 18 months of impact. This is clearly driven by individual industries too, so these aggregate numbers will not directly apply to you or all of your customers. Some will be worse, and some will be much better. Get close to your customers, understand their needs, and manage to pessimism. Those companies that operate lean and mean will survive and flourish. SolarWinds and Microsoft held a joint webinar today to provide further detail of their announced collaboration to integrate Intune into their MSP-focused products. A demo of what was presented showed the integrations. Of note, representatives from Microsoft indicated that the integration was built on the open APIs made available in the product, and that the uniqueness of the effort was the two companies' strong relationship. The companies anticipate availability of the integration late in the year. Why do we care? The only thing that is unique here, to quip, is we get along. Two statements. First, I'm impressed at SolarWinds' move here. They are ceding the security policy and management space owned by Intune in favor of partnering. They're actually integrating a superior technology and doing it at no cost to their customers. That's bolder than I would have anticipated. At the same time, it shows the writing is on the wall. Microsoft is the player you have to play with, and their play with Intune is a matter of time. Note, it manages not just iOS and Android, but Windows too. Let's also note that what they're building is something any tech firm could do. They're using open APIs to integrate their product into Intune and Microsoft 365. That's important. This isn't anything special that someone else couldn't do. I've been pro-Microsoft lately, and let me reiterate. In my mind, they're the obvious option to leverage right now to move a services business forward. As for vendors in the space, I'd have a Microsoft strategy in mind. You'll need it. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and a company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/mspradio. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.